Belmont, City of Opportunity. Services in Belmont, helping the community. This recording was made in the studios of Visibility Limited, formerly the Association for the Blind of WA Incorporated. It is narrated by Tracy Parker and recorded by Susie Punch. Page 2 contains a photo and the caption reads as follows. St. Columban's, which overlooks Cracknell Park, has served as both a convalescent home and as a home for retired priests, 1975. Page 3. Belmont Going Ahead. In the 1920s, Belmont was becoming renowned as an up-and-coming suburb. For many years, the Belmont district was best known for Ascot Racecourse, but more and more attention has been paid to it as a residential suburb. Many beautiful spots are to be found that make ideal building sites, giving glorious glimpses of the Swan River and Darling Ranges. Local government is carried out by a road board. This board has a big area to administer, and the district is divided into three distinct suburbs, Rivervale, Belmont, and Redcliffe. Each is fairly closely settled along the main road and for a few streets back on either side. The district has 5 state schools as well as a convent. Owing to the great area of the suburb, it has been found expedient to build schools at Carlisle, South Belmont, Rivervale, Belmont, and Redcliffe. This means that although the main road is 4.25 miles in length, no child has to walk any great distance to school. The town hall, situated on the main Guildford Road, Great Eastern Highway, and practically in the centre of the district, is a roomy building and contains the administrative offices of the board and the board's meeting room. In a district the size of Belmont, the building of roads is a big and difficult problem. The board are facing it with confidence, constructing roads of a good width capable of carrying heavy traffic. In the matter of footpaths, the district is not so fortunate, having only 2 miles in all. Belmont is fortunate in the number of reserves scattered around the district. Each portion has its parks and playing grounds, while the recreation ground, known as Hardy Park, is well equipped for all manner of outdoor sport. In the East Ward, there are 2 big reserves in McLaughlin and Garvey Parks, both fine big playgrounds which make for healthy children. Before many years have passed, Belmont will probably take her place among the leading suburbs of Perth. Daily News, 24th of May, 1928. Page 4. All Saints. The earliest Anglican services in the Belmont area are said to have been held in the open under a large tree, but little is known of these. The area around the junction of Mooring Road and Great Eastern Highway was mainly bush when the foundation stone of the Little Mission Church of All Saints was laid by Bishop Charles Riley on the 8th of September 1906. There was not even a footpath along the main road at the time. After the ceremony, the bishop presented prizes to the Sunday school children. A brick church was erected by a local builder, William Blacklock, with a matchwood ceiling from which 4 large kerosene lamps were suspended. There were wooden swing doors between the porch and the church, and the back wall was weatherboard to allow for later extensions. The modest altar was a packing case brought out by the Fisher family from England. This was mounted on a platform and surrounded by a wooden rail. Eventually, most of this woodwork was eaten by termites. The seating was wooden chairs with cane seats, and the baptismal font was a large clamshell from the northwest mounted on a wooden stand. During renovations around 1920, electric lights were installed and pews replaced the old chairs. By 1921, the wooden ceiling was so badly damaged by white ants it was removed. It was not until the mid-1940s that a new wooden altar replaced the original packing case. Although All Saints, Mooring Street, was demolished in 1977, some of the bricks from the original All Saints were used to build a seat in the garden of the new All Saints in Belgravia Street, Cloverdale. The old foundation stone was set in the wall of the new building and a memorial stone placed in the garden. The old church bell was given to St. Bartholomew's, East Perth. Page 5. Congregational Church. Planning for a congregational church began around 1900 when Dorothea Betchell donated a block on Guildford Road, now Great Eastern Highway, Rivervale. Services were held at the Betchell family home until enough money was raised for a church. A fundraising committee was established. Of 40 homes in the district, 31 promised to support the new building. The foundation stone of Burswood Congregational Church was laid in October 1905. It was a landmark building, having been erected on the highest part of the block. The little Congregational Church remained in use until the 1990s, when it needed to be removed for road improvements. The Belmont Historical Society campaigned for its relocation, so each piece of the church was carefully marked and put in storage. The Belmont Historical Society fundraised for many years with the aim of raising sufficient funds to rebuild the church. A stained glass window from the church has been restored and is displayed in the Belmont Museum, whilst pallets of bricks from the original building have been stored for future use in replicating the church facade. G. A. Wosley first attended this church in 1912, and he recalled those early days. Lighting was from six very large hanging kerosene lamps, which were made of some shining metal with large silver metal reflectors above the level of the flame, within a glass chimney. The light was very easy on the eyes, and one can appreciate the need for a very large pulpit Bible. A really outsized Bible was provided by the young people from the Sunday school. Flooring was of pine boards without any type of matting or carpet. The chairs had woven straw seating. Several items from the Congregational Church, including the Bible, are now held by the Belmont Museum to be viewed by local residents and visitors to the district. Page 6. St. Anne's Church and School. Before construction of St. Anne's in Hare Street, H-E-H-I-R, Catholics had celebrated Mass in the home of Charles and Kathleen Cortland. Designed by local architect Augustine Benedict Reisert, St. Anne's was officially opened on the 6th of December 1914. Joan Doyle later recalled some of the early priests. Many will remember Father Crowley, who travelled to Belmont from his parish in Highgate to perform church duties. My own baptismal certificate bears his name. He also held the position of racecourse chaplain. Father Brennan later became our more regular priest, travelling from the parish of St. Joachim's in Victoria Park. A familiar sight coming up Hare Street, behind the wheel of his T-model Ford, his black clerical suit protected by a dust coat for obvious reasons, and on his head a Panama hat with a black band. His companion, a faithful black dog. After the demise of Father Brennan, many priests travelled to Belmont from Victoria Park. Run by the Sisters of Mercy, St. Anne's School Belmont operated from 1915 to 1967. The first teachers were Sisters Benedict and Agnes, who came from Derry, Ireland. By the time Joan Doyle started at the school, the teachers were Sister Bridget and Bernard. Joan fondly remembers the school concerts. Apart from piano duets, song and dancing routines taught by sisters, Sister Bernard was light as a feather on her feet. The audience was treated to renditions from Irish Colleens, Hawaiian Girls, Gypsies, Dutch Boys and Girls, Sailors, and the list runs endlessly on. Many will remember a little boy by the name of Ross Dyson, angelic face and voice to match, who had to be placed on a box so all in the hall could see and hear his rendition of "What Would You Take For Me, Papa?" Page 7. Belmont Museum. While the city of Belmont has always looked to the future, it also keeps an eye on preserving its rich history. In 1980, the city's librarian, Aino Marshall, suggested that guests at the Pioneer afternoon tea should be asked for their reminiscences. Council quickly allocated $1,000 towards such a project. As a consequence, a meeting of those interested in Belmont's past was held in a room in the Aquatic Centre, and the Belmont Historical Society was officially formed on the 7th of April 1981. There continued to be strong links between the Council and the Historical Society. Aino became the Society's first secretary, while Andy Norlin, past councillor and long-term resident of the district, was elected its inaugural chair. In 1998, the chair was handed to Peg Parkin, who had served as the city's mayor from 1987 to 1994. The Historical Society was not just concerned with gathering stories about Belmont, it also wanted to collect objects which could be used to show people what the past had been like. The collection received a significant boost when a local resident, David Kruskal, generously donated his collection of historic items, which had been collected over many years. As a consequence, there became a pressing need for somewhere to permanently display an ever-growing collection. A location was chosen in Faulkner Park, and the City of Belmont constructed a purpose-built museum for the Historical Society. This bicentennial project was officially opened on the 29th of November 1988. With an extensive and continually growing collection of exhibits, school children could try their hand at pioneer activities, such as butter churning, washing with a tub, or writing with old ink pens. Recently, the council was handed a number of Hampton's cheeses. These were large slices of jarrah cut by convicts to make Belmont's roads in the 1860s, and now form a major attraction for visitors to the museum. Page 8. Belmont Council. A government gazette notice on the 9th of September 1898 signalled the formation of the Belmont Road Board. 6 months later, a meeting at Belmont Primary School elected John Handron Smith the first chairman. However, the board's first decade was frustrating. Repeated attempts to get better transport for Belmont failed, and the area faced major drainage problems but lacked the resources to deal with this. For two decades, its main equipment was two horses with drays. While other districts expanded, Belmont remained a rural area with a tiny population. Since the board owned no public amenities, in 1900 it purchased a small block on the corner of Hare Street and the Guildford Road, later called Great Eastern Highway. A hall was erected there in 1902 and the board's offices added in 1905. The system of wards was not introduced until 1909, when the district was divided into West, Central and East wards. The East Ward extended from Epsom Avenue, the Central Ward stretched from Epsom Avenue to Abernethy Road, and the West Ward from Abernethy Road. Perth's sewage system, with settling ponds on Burswood Island, brought unbearable odours to the residents of Burswood. An attractive suburb overlooking the river was now associated with sewage. Complaints to Perth Council came to nothing, so the next best thing was to change the suburb's name. Residents decided on Riversdale, but the board, after some delay, eventually decided that Rivervale was a better label. In the depression of the late 1920s, thousands were out of work. The board helped by putting men to work constructing a footpath along Guildford Road. Another group was given the task of painting and renovating the board's hall on the corner of Hare Street and the Great Eastern Highway. Towards the end of World War II, the first real signs of development started to appear. An increase in building activity, mainly by the State Housing Commission, meant that the board's solitary truck was overworked. In 1945, a second small truck was procured, and in 1947 a grader was purchased, another sign of development. In 1960, the road board became the Shire of Belmont, and by 1964 it was apparent that the small chambers attached to the Great Eastern Highway Hall were inadequate. New premises alongside the hall were planned, but ratepayers demanded a more central location. A central Abernethy Road site was acquired, and a library and pool erected in 1971. The Ruth Faulkner Library and Bart Claydon Aquatic Centre were named in honour of long-serving councillors. The war memorial was moved from Grove Farm to a spot between the library and pool. The Ascot Water Playground, which was built under the Labour government's Red Scheme for the long-term unemployed, helped attract many visitors from outside the district. It also proved immensely popular with the locals. A new administration centre was completed in 1978, although not officially opened until February the following year, when Belmont gained city status. The building, costing $1,372,000 to construct, was built on land originally owned by Stephen Craig. It was financed by the sale of a shopping centre block in Abernethy Road, and although there was some trouble in finding a buyer, the board's original Great Eastern Highway buildings were eventually purchased by St John Ambulance. Belmont Council Firsts. Road Board Chairman, John Handron Smith, 1899. Shire President, Paddy Faulkner, 1961. Female Councillor, Ruth Faulkner, 1968. City Mayor, Fred Ray, 1979. Female Mayor, Peg Parkin, 1987. Page 10, Ruth Faulkner Library. As well as being the first woman councillor for Belmont, Ruth Faulkner campaigned hard for a free public library system. More than 40 years later, her success can still be seen by visiting the impressive Ruth Faulkner Public Library. Mrs. Faulkner brought up her children in Belmont and found that the closest library was in Perth, where you had to pay to be a member. In April 1970, Belmont ratepayers went to the polling booths to decide whether the council should obtain a loan of $200,000 to build a new library. Fortunately, they voted yes, and the library was officially opened on the 3rd of July 1971 by the member for Swan, Adrian Bennett. Apart from a minor facelift to the front of the library and a few cosmetic changes inside, the building is structurally the same as it was when it opened its doors. Designed by architects Forbes and Fitzharding, the library was an example of the very best in modern, functional architectural design. It was also the biggest municipal library in Western Australia, with a stock of 37,000 volumes of fiction and non-fiction materials. Ruth Faulkner Library was also the first in the state to install an automated borrowing system. This meant that books borrowed were recorded, and the system could automatically determine when they became overdue. Today, the Ruth Faulkner Library welcomes more than 160,000 visitors annually and has a collection of more than 55,000 items. Ruth Faulkner, now in her 80s, was the guest of honour at the library's 40th birthday party in 2011. "It's an amazing place for the community to come together," said Mrs. Faulkner, "especially the children. Children must love books at an early age so it can help them learn, and they have this lovely library to help them." Page 11, St. John of God Hospital. The history of St. John of God Hospital, Belmont, starts in 1934 when the Sisters of St. John of God acquired a large property of 5 acres, which extended to the Swan River and contained a large house built around 1911-12. This house, known as Hill 60, was purchased from Donald Curtis, a well-known Perth businessman. When Curtis returned to Rivervale after living in Sydney, his next home was called Kia Weir, and this was also sold to the Sisters to become part of the hospital complex. At the beginning, only 6 sisters worked at Hill 60. During the next 2 years, they had no accommodation within the house since all the available space was used for the hospital. Instead, they lived in the stables and the outbuildings next door. It was quickly discovered that the home was too small, and plans were drawn up for new buildings. When completed, the original plans were very extensive. However, funds were not readily available, and only a section of the magnificently envisaged hospital could be realised at first. After 1936, many improvements took place on the site, but the original Hill 60 was retained. Major extensions were completed in 1959, and an additional hospital wing was opened in 1969. The suite of operating theatres is said to have seen the first brain surgery ever conducted in Western Australia. The buildings were eventually converted to facilities for looking after elderly people, but changes in hospital regulations forced the hostel to close in 1984. The building was subsequently used as a lecture and conference centre. The building underwent superficial changes in 1989 when it was altered to accommodate the Fatima Medi Centre. In 1996, the Sisters sold the hospital as part of a facility rationalisation programme. A new hospital was constructed at Murdoch, and the Subiaco Hospital further developed, and most of the St John of God buildings were eventually demolished. Page 12, Educating Belmont. Although some schooling had taken place in private homes, the first state school in the district was Belmont Primary School in 1897. At the start of the 20th century, the increase in the area's population caused the Education Department to add to the number of schools in the area. Burswood School, a two-room building, was built up the hill from the main road, just over the Burswood railway crossing. A small one-room school, Redcliffe, was erected in Fauntleroy Avenue in 1908. Kewdale and Carlisle Primary Schools followed in 1915 and 1919. Another small school was added in the Ascot Estate to cater for the State Housing Commission homes. Originally named Dunraith in 1952, it had to be dramatically extended soon afterwards and by 1958 had changed its name to Belmay Primary. Development in the Kewdale area resulted in the relocation of Kewdale Primary in 1953, and increased housing in Rivervale saw the need for Tranby Primary about the same time. All schools in the district were now catering for many pupils, and residents began pressing for a high school. For more than 50 years, pupils seeking education above primary level had been forced to journey to Perth Boys School, Perth Girls School, or Perth Technical College. The demands of the local community were heard, and Belmont High School was officially opened in 1957. Further development at Cloverdale resulted in the need for a further two primary schools, Cloverdale Primary School in 1961 and Whiteside Primary in 1964. 8 years after the opening of the first secondary school, yet more development was met by the construction of Kewdale High School. Both secondary schools later became senior high schools. By 1980, Belmont High School was in desperate need of new buildings to replace the ones constructed in fibro cement. Meetings were held, and the drama teacher wrote a play about the situation. Local politicians Mal Bryce and Fred McKenzie finally forced the government to commit to rebuilding the school by dropping a white ant-infested beam on the table in Parliament. Work commenced in 1982. Declining numbers in the late 1990s meant Kewdale Senior High was proposed for closure. An unpopular move with local residents, they vigorously campaigned to save their small school. Nonetheless, Kewdale and Belmont were to amalgamate on the Belmont site to form Belmont City College in 2000. Narrator's note. There follows a table which reads, School, Belmont Primary, Suburb, Belmont, established 1897. Rivervale Primary, Rivervale, 1907. Notes, called Burswood Primary until 1923, closed 1990. Redcliffe Primary, Redcliffe, 1908. Kewdale Primary, Kewdale, 1915. Note, called South Belmont until 1951. St. Anne's, Belmont, 1915. Note, closed 1967. Carlisle Primary, Kewdale, 1919. Belmay Primary, Cloverdale, 1952. Note, called Dunraith Primary until 1958. St. Augustine's Primary, Rivervale, 1952. Note, established by Sisters of Mercy. Tranby Primary, Rivervale, 1954. St. Maria Gareth's Catholic School, Redcliffe, 1956. Note, established by Marist Fathers. Belmont Senior High, Belmont, 1957. Note, became Belmont City College in 2000. Notre Dame Catholic Primary, Cloverdale, 1960. Note, merged with Holy Nomad School, Carlisle, 2010. Cloverdale Primary, Cloverdale, 1961. Note, formerly Fisher Street Primary. Whiteside Primary, Cloverdale, 1964. Note, amalgamated with Cloverdale Primary, 1998. Kewdale Senior High, Kewdale, 1965. Note, closed December 1999, merged with Belmont Senior High School to become Belmont City College in 2000. Australian Islamic College, QDEL, 1986. Note, acquired QDEL Senior High School campus in 2000. Belmont City College, Belmont, 2000. Note, result of a merger of QDEL and Belmont Senior High Schools. Page 13. Extracts from Belmont School Journal, The First Decade. May, 1908. Diphtheria very bad. Attendance very poor to the end of June. February, 1909. Progress fair, but the children's attitude is improving. The library is in full swing. September, 1909. Garden desecrated by wandering cattle. May, 1910. Day of mourning for the Kemp child burial. August, 1910. Cows again completely destroyed gardens. January, 1911. Average attendance, 69. The children are generally well behaved and teachable, but not keen on work. September, 1916. Half holiday. Soldiers are marching through Perth. July 1917. School needs repairs. The drainage is very bad and there is a lot of water under the floor. The toilets are in a poor state. October 1917. Blackboards, consisting of paint on the walls, have been finished. November 1918. School closed owing to Germany having signed an armistice with the Allies. Celebrations held at Hardy Park. Page 14. Emergency Services. Since 1897, Belmont had been part of the Victoria Park Police District, and although numbers grew from one policeman to two by 1921, one was needed at the station. This left one officer to patrol all of Victoria Park and Belmont. Residents of both districts complained of crime levels and pleaded for protection. However, it was not until the early 1930s Belmont obtained its own police station in a house on Great Eastern Highway. The small building had to serve the community until it was replaced in 1950 by a purpose-built station on the corner of Hardy Road and Great Eastern Highway. This had two cells and a charge room, along with living quarters. The present station on Abernethy Road was constructed in 1997. In 1944, the Commonwealth Government constructed an underground communications centre between Epsom Avenue and Leake Street. Radar and signals equipment were installed there. Known as the Belmont Bunker, today it remains in use by the State Emergency Services and is State Heritage listed. House raised by fire, no water for firemen. Owing to no water supply being available and the strong grip flames had, firemen called to Belmont yesterday afternoon could only stand helplessly by and watch a house, valued at several hundred pounds, burn to the ground. The Central Fire Brigade received a call from Dairy Road, Belmont, about 2:50 p.m., and when an engine arrived there, a four-room weatherboard house, the property of Mr. P. Doherty, was blazing. The Victoria Park Brigade was also summoned. Efforts were made to obtain water, but without success. Firemen realised that it was hopeless to endeavour to extinguish the fire without water, as the fire had a strong hold. After they had taken steps to see that the adjacent property was protected, firemen watched the blaze. Sunday Times, 5th of February, 1939. References. Page 3. Belmont Going Ahead. Daily News, 24th May, 1928. Page 4. All Saints Church, A. Spalding, The Anglican Church in Belmont. Looking Back, Belmont Historical Society, 1983. A. Spalding, Anglican Church in Rivervale, Looking Back. V. Heard, All Saints Church of England, Belmont, Looking Back, Western Australian, 4th September, 1906. Western Australian, 8th September, 1906. West Australian, 6th of November, 1906. Maxine Laurie, Ever Flowing Ford, The Story of Belmont, City of Belmont, 1999. John Hartley Downey, A History of the Belmont District, unpublished, 1973. Page 5. Congregational Church, G. A. Wosley, Congregational Church, Burswood, Rivervale, Memories of Belmont, Volume 2, Belmont Historical Society, 1987. Laurie, Ever Flowing Ford, M. Newey, Rivervale Congregational Church, 1945 to 1955, Memories of Belmont, Volume 2. Page 6. St. Anne's Church and School, Joan Doyle, St. Anne's Church, Hare Street, Memories of Belmont, Belmont Historical Society, 1986. Laurie, Ever Flowing Ford. Downey, Belmont District, Joan Doyle, Education at St. Anne's School, Memories of Belmont, Volume 2. Page 7. Museum, Laurie, Ever Flowing Ford, Eddie Marcus, Report for City of Belmont, 2011. Pages 8 to 9. Belmont Council, Downey, Belmont District, Laurie, Ever Flowing Ford, Western Australian, 14th of August, 1905. West Australian, 18th of August, 1902. A. L. McGrath, Perth Sewerage and the Burswood Filter Beds, Memories of Belmont, F. Wilson. Belmont Roads Board, Memories of Belmont, Volume 2. Page 10. Ruth Faulkner Library, West Australian, 26th of July, 2011. Information provided by City of Belmont for 40th anniversary of Ruth Faulkner Library. Laurie, Ever Flowing Ford. Page 11. St. John of God, Downey, Belmont District. Laurie, Ever Flowing Ford. A. Marshall, St. John of God Hospital, Belmont. Memories of Belmont, Volume 2. Pages 12 to 13. Schools, Western Australian Parliamentary Debates, Legislative Assembly, 21st of May, 1998. Laurie, Ever Flowing Ford. Belmont School Journal, Extracts from the Belmont School Journal, 1908 to 1928. Memories of Belmont, M. Newey. Some Recollections of Rivervale State School. Memories of Belmont, Volume 2. Education Department of Western Australia, Schools Online. Page 14. Emergency Services, Laurie, Ever Flowing Ford, West Australian, 30th July 1935, Daily News, 7th December 1949, City of Belmont Municipal Heritage Inventory, House Raised by Fire, Sunday Times, 5th of February 1939, Daily News, 7th December 1949. Images, in order as shown in book. Page 2. St. Columban's, which overlooks Cracknell Park, has served as both a convalescent home and as a home for retired priests, 1975. City of Belmont, S019-19. Page 3. Pavement construction in Belmont, circa 1970s. City of Belmont, M0337-04. Page 4. All Saints Church, Krantz and Sheldon. Plans for All Saints Church, Cloverdale. State Library of Western Australia, 7092A137319. Page 5. Congregational Church Interior, City of Belmont, M0049-03. Exterior, City of Belmont, M0210-01. Sign, City of Belmont, M0049-15. Page 6. St. Anne's, City of Belmont, M0214-03. Page 7. Museum, City of Belmont, M0364-01, M0381-08. Pages 8 to 9. Belmont Hall, City of Belmont, M0424-01. Handren Smith, City of Belmont, M0195-01. Road Board, City of Belmont, M0018-01. Fred Ray and Peg Parkin, City of Belmont, M0342-01. Page 10. Library, City of Belmont, M0411-01. School Children at Ruth Faulkner Public Library, 1970s. City of Belmont, M0190-03. Page 11. Hill 60, M0173-01. St. John of God, City of Belmont, M0061-01. Pages 12 to 13. Tree Planting at St. Augustine's School, 1970s. Pump, City of Belmont, M0055-01. Original Redcliffe School, City of Belmont, M0187-02. St. Augustine's, City of Belmont, M0237-02. Redcliffe School, 1918, City of Belmont, M0097-01. Page 14, Fraser and Fletcher, City of Belmont, M0429-01. Belmont Police Station, City of Belmont, M0430-01. Front cover images, top and bottom. St. Anne's, City of Belmont, M0214-03. Children at Ruth Faulkner Public Library, 1970s. Back cover image. Belmont Hall, City of Belmont, M0424-01. Each part of the coat of arms symbolises an aspect of the City of Belmont. The kiln and stack represent brickmaking, and the cog is a symbol for industry. The wings symbolise flight and the airport, while the horse is the racing industry. The green stands for public space, silver the sky, and blue is the Swan River. The black swan is the state emblem, and the ducal coronet around its neck symbolises Belmont's relationship to WA. For further information on the City of Belmont Heritage Series, please contact the Belmont Museum on 9477-7450 or email museum@belmont.wa.gov.au or visit 61 Elizabeth Street, Belmont, WA 6104.